All-American half pounder. Sweet pure beef patty, lettuce, tomato. This is Rock and Roll Radio.
Welcome to Free Rock and Roll Radio. This is Free Rock and Roll Radio, the second ever broadcast of Free Rock and Roll Radio, that is. And if you don't know, Free Rock and Roll is a live music event that happens at the Caledonia Pub, Catherine Street, every other Thursday, featuring the best of the Liverpool scene. And as I say, this is an extension of that, playing all Liverpool music and a little bit of music from outside Liverpool. And we'll be looking at gigs and talking about a few different things relevant to the Liverpool music scene. And we've also got, for the first time, we've got a guest in the house, as hip hop bands would say, in the house, and it's Emily and the Faves. It's Emily and the Faves tonight. So we've got Emily and the two Andys who make up that band. First record you heard there was from a great band, APAT, a band getting better and better all the time. APAT have got a gig coming up on the 3rd of October at the Casimir, which is a great venue as well, also with Mugstar, and that's coming up on the 3rd of October. We'll be announcing a few more gigs later on in the show, and I'm talking about a few other things as well. So the next record we've got coming up is by actually an old bandmate of Emily, when she used to be in Bexy Sitch. This is Lisa Locks, and I can't remember the name of the tune.
Love Light.
Love Light, yeah. There you go, this is Lisa Locks.
She's nothing to fear, you know.
Okay, that's Lisa Locks. Like I said, that was, she used to be in a band called Bexy Sitch and the Creepy Crawlies, who we played a tune from last time we did Free Rock and Roll Radio. And she was a bandmate of Emily, who's from Emily and the Faves. And see, that was a seamless link into our first ever guest here at the Home of the Hits in Toxteth. So this is Emily and the Faves, sat alongside me here. We've got Emily.
Hello.
Singer. We've got Andy on bass.
Hello.
And the other Andy on drums.
Hello.
Okay, so we're going to play some songs from Emily and the Faves tonight. I'm also going to talk to them with some hard-hitting questions.
Right.
That we're going to really put them on the spot here. So the first question here is for Emily. What's your favourite seabird?
Seabird? I'm a fan of the snowy egret. I don't know if it's a seabird, actually. Definitely the puffin, though.
Snowy egret? I'm not sure if an egret is. It's a seabird.
I think it might be a marsh bird.
It's definitely a bird.
Anyway, whatever.
I would go with that, and really it's like definitely puffins. Snowy.
Puffins are better, I think,
actually. Puffins are great. I was looking at them on the telly last week because it featured some island off Wales. And it wasn't Puffin Island, funny enough. You'd think it would be, but it wasn't. It wasn't that.
It would be.
So whether they've, like, invaded another island as well. Very cute but strange creatures. They look cross-eyed. If you look at them from the front, they look cross-eyed.
Do they not have just flat? Is it not just like looking at a piece of paper from the side?
I think it was definitely a puffin.
It is, I know what you mean.
Do you know what I mean? With no feet. You know what I mean? Like
that. So we're going to... Two-dimensional. So you've got stuff happening, haven't you? We'll plug this at the beginning and plug it at the end as well. So you've got... You've got a gig coming up, which is at the Static Gallery, so tell us a bit about that.
Well,
please.
It's Friday the 25th of September in the Static Gallery. We're playing, Candy Payne's playing, and we're going to have like some visuals, and there's going to be music, and there's going to be cakes, and it's just going to be a bit of a... I just think it's going to be an exciting happening.
And when's that happening?
Friday the 25th of September.
Friday the 25th of September. From what time?
The doors open at 8 o'clock.
At 8 o'clock. Okay, yeah. And it's £5 to get in.
£5 to get in.
That's going
to be...
That's all right. That's not unreasonable.
It's totally reasonable.
There might be some surprise guests, might there, as well, Emily?
Yeah, surprise guest. Hopefully to be confirmed.
And who's that going to be then? So I was just testing you there.
It's a secret.
See whether you fell for it.
It's a
snowy egret.
Good one. Well, I think we heard that one.
So I think we'll play a tune. We're going to play a tune called Golden Her, so you can tell us what it's about afterwards. So, but this is Emily and the Faves and Golden Her.
There are guys who pretend that you don't.
LP. That was Emily and the Faves and a song called Golden Her. As it happens, we've got Emily and the Faves here with us tonight. And so, do you want to give us a bit of a behind the scenes look of what that song's about? Possibly.
I don't. It's just about life and people that you know, and people that you know, things that are good and things that are bad.
I'm glad you didn't really reveal all. This would have spoiled the mystery.
Yeah, I think the mystery is better.
Spoiled the mystery for me. Yeah,
might be a bit angry. I don't know.
It's quite an angry lyric, I would say.
You were in a bad mood when you wrote that one. You could
I think I just
crush your grape.
I was sucking on a. I was sucking on a wasp.
That's great, yeah.
Wasps on tins.
So what else have you been up to then, as well as...
Well, we've been recording like kind of an album type thing, but we've not finished it yet, so we've got to finish that off. We've been doing that. We played in the Rebellion Festival in Blackpool. We have been doing a few gigs.
Matthew Street Festival, you played that.
That was great, wasn't it? Wasn't it, Andy Frizzell?
Yes, it was. It was very good.
We played two concerts.
And a little radio interview.
Very good. Not as good as this interview, obviously. And I've no idea who it was.
No, I wouldn't like to say.
All right, okay.
Obviously, Pete, it wasn't as good as this.
No, obviously not.
It was the other free rock and roll radio.
Was it? Yeah. There isn't another one.
The expensive one.
Yeah, the expensive one.
I'll reiterate.
Space Raiders.
Yeah. See, when you come on as a guest on the show, you get free beer and Space Raiders and an England match on the telly.
Great.
At which juncture? It's 5-1 with England at the minute. And Sophie the dog. So you don't get that at Radio Mercy. That other place.
She looks happy.
So we better play a tune anyway. We're waffling a bit now. So next tune we got is we're going to play Half Man Half Biscuit. Make no excuses for playing these. We played them on the last show, Legend of Liverpool Band. Worth the money for the CD alone just to look at the album titles. And this is one of the better ones as well as being a great song. This is We Built This Village on a Tradar tune.
We built this village on a tradar tune.
Radio. That's right, this is Free Rock and Roll Radio, coming out of Toxteth, and it's part of the Free Rock and Roll scene, which includes the Free Rock and Roll gigs at the Caledonia Pub every other Thursday. And this is Free Rock and Roll Radio, featuring the best of Liverpool music scene. We've got in the studio tonight Emily and the Faves. Not exactly as a studio, more a front room, I think you might describe it as. Someone just corrected me, by the way, on that last song, because that was We Built This Village on a Tradar Tune by Half Man Half Biscuit, from The Will, of course, not from Liverpool. They wouldn't thank me for that, being what they devoted. I don't know what's... Tramway Rumbers fans, that's right, yeah. I was trying to think what you call people from The Will.
We're Aliens.
Yeah, is that right?
I used to live in West Kirby.
And it's called We're Aliens. We're aliens, really?
I don't know, I think right. It is.
Okay.
You made that.
Well, they should be called We're Aliens.
Yeah. So this is Emily and the Faves, and we're there in the studio, and we're going to talk to them a little bit more in a minute. So, but first of all, we're going to play another song. This is by a band called Meow Meow, who don't do an awful lot these days. They should do a lot more, really. Features a girl vocalist, which we've got a lot of tonight, I think. Think it's fair to say. Another slice of perfect pop. I actually bought this off them at a gig, and it was a demo, so I don't actually know what the song's called, but we're going to call it Summer Song, because it's kind of a great summer tune. Not quite the summer anymore, but here we go. So this is Summer Song, we're going to call it, by Meow Meow. Meow Meow, a band we'd like to see more of, I think. They have played the Caledonia, so I think we'll need to get them on again soon. Great pop tune there, which we're calling Summer Song, since we don't know what the name of the title is. Still got Emily and the Faves here with us. We'll talk to them a little bit more. So what else? You were talking about doing a bit of a recording. Are you going to sort of put that out as a record or anything, do you know?
Definitely, hopefully.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, just thinking about what to do, how to do it, and all that kind of thing, aren't you, really?
Good. Yeah. Do it yourself. That's our philosophy. Yeah. As you know,
I think we're agreeing with you. We are agreeing with you in unison.
Yeah. You can see that.
Yeah. And I'm good. Swinging the microphone to each person.
So, have you got anything else that you want to, let the good people of Liverpool know about yourself? Any embarrassing in diseases or anything like that?
Well, we all suffer with our own problems from time to time.
What problems?
Just life problems.
That's like, yeah. Frey Bentos. Oh, sorry.
Flamentos. We have Flamentos.
A touch of the alcorn beef. Yeah. Okay, so we're going to play another song by you. This is we picked this one called, it's called White Nights.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Yeah, do you like this one?
I think it's an absolutely brilliant one.
It's a corker. This is White Nights by Emily and the Faves.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
Thank you. cornerstones and broken bones and ash of them. I've been there before, when there's a little fall. I've got my birds and I've got my house. If you see me in 5 years, then you won't even know who I am.
Song was Emily and the Faves, White Nights, and someone just pointed out a little bit reflexive tonight, free rock and roll, you know. But we're going to rock it up towards the back end of the show. But at the minute, we're gonna look at some gigs that are coming up. There's quite a few decent gigs coming up, as I say. Emily and the Faves are playing at the Static Gallery. What date was that again? 25th of September.
8 p.m.
With Candy Payne, 8 p.m. onwards, and cakes,
and visuals,
and DJ Kit. DJ Kip Kersey as well. So all for £5.
And special guest.
Yeah. Okay. But gigs we've got coming up on the 8th of October, we've got the Slits, legendary legendary punk, where they're playing at Corova Bar. Mm. I don't know how many of the, of the original, it's definitely lead singer as well. Don't know if Viv Albertine is in there. I think she used to be, I'm not sure she still is. But it's definitely got to be worth a look. Slits invented the whole kind of Riot Girl thing and all the rest of it. There's an interesting festival coming up as well, actually, at the Casimir, get another mention again. Three nights. It's called the Mass Freakout Independent Music Festival, 8th, 9th, 10th of October at the Casimir, and Clinic are playing every night of that as well, with special guests on different nights, SSS, Hot Club de Paris, Mugstar, Married to the Sea, and it's £6.50 and £5.50 concessions, I guess, what £5.50 is. Interesting band, Clinic, aren't they? Do you think?
Yes.
I'm just talking to Emily and the Faves here. It's a funny band because it's like, when anyone ever says, you know, the best bands from Liverpool, no one ever mentions Clinic. It's like they're not from Liverpool.
But they are. I know them and I've heard them, but I'm not that familiar with them, so I feel I shouldn't speak about them.
They're great.
I just remember pictures of them in Sergeant Pepper outfits and masks.
Well, they used to wear the proper, like, surgeon's masks. It's a good while since seen them, but I think they've sort of plied the trade away from Liverpool. I think that's what it is.
They've plowed the furrow.
Sowed the seed.
Yeah.
Plowed their furrow.
Away from Liverpool.
So I've got a theory about bands like that, is that I think that because they don't fit the Liverpool stereotype, some bands don't get the recognition that they deserve or are not considered Liverpool bands.
I think that's true.
That's my view, and I'm sticking to it.
I'd stick to that view too. In fact, it's my view also.
I adhere to that.
Okay. Before those gigs happen, gig by The International and Part Chimp, which also at the Static Gallery, brilliant band, The International and Part Chimp, bit of a rowdy one, that, I think. Wednesday the 23rd of September, that one is. So that's a bit of a roundup of the gigs. So if anyone ever wants to sell us what gigs coming up, make sure we know. Send us a message to the MySpace, which is www.myspace.com/freerockandroll. And you can find out about the live gigs on there as well. And records and things that happen as well. Going to mention that in a little bit as well. Next record we got, as I say, we're going to make it a bit more rocking now. This is another Probe Records band. As our Half Man Half Biscuit, we've already played. This is Calvin Party.
Pressing than the young being old. Guess the new sound is the old sound. Everybody hates us with a new underground. A Saturday night, it's way too dangerous if you go into town. Everybody hates us, we're the new underground. Everybody hates us, we're the new underground. Everybody hates us, we're the new underground.
The back again with Free Rock and Roll Radio. Last couple of songs you heard was 8 Days, and that was from Calvin Party on Plow Plus Records. After that, a bit of shameless self-promotion. Pete Bentham and the Dinner Ladies, the title track from the album. The first album on Free Rock and Roll Records, by the way, and that's The New Underground, available now from Probe Records and from the Free Rock and Roll website. So that dedicates those songs as well. Go out to a guy called Tony Dagnall, who's got in touch with us through the internet, and he's from a place called Winston-Salem in North Carolina. So wonders of the internet, people all over the world, the tentacles of Free Rock and Roll reaching out across the world. We still got Elmy and the Faves here with us. So have you enjoyed being on the show?
It's been bloody marvellous.
Has it been the highlight of your career?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
we've peaked.
Was it just the...
It's a slick presentation.
Yeah, it's just all downhill from now on.
I feel it's uphill and it's continuing to go upwards. Would you say so?
It's been splendid, Pete.
Oh, thank you, thank you. And so what we'd like to do now as well, we'd like to introduce the last song by Emily and the Faves, and this is called Sometimes. This is Free Rock and Roll Radio, and that was the last song by Emily and the Faves tonight, and that was called Sometimes. What have we got to do now? We've got to give out what gigs are coming up at the Caledonia. The Free Rock and Roll gigs are coming up. Next week, 17th of September, slight change to the bill, Outlaw have had to pull out, so we think we've got the Swinging Bricks, marvellous rockabilly band, coming up, and we've got Iris Presley, a Liverpool band.
Iris Presley.
A-E-R-I-S. Iris Presley. Yeah, you know them, do you?
Lockie was in the Faves for a bit.
Was he? Oh, right, yeah, yeah. I've only heard the stuff on the internet, but it sounds really good. Kind of punky rock and roll stuff.
Just one gig.
And there's also a band called the Hollywood Zombies. Sorry, Hollywood Zombies. That is.
Get it right, Pete.
And you. I was just joshing. I was just joshing. On 1st of October, we've got Dr. Come Over, who some people will know from the great Go-Go Cage nights, the kind of kings of sort of surf, rock and soul stuff.
Mike Kidson playing with him.
I'm not, what does he do, Mike?
Plays the saxophone.
He's the star of the band, really.
Is he? Well, he is.
He's sex on legs, that guy.
When are they playing?
They're playing on Thursday, the 1st of October, along with a band called Fractures, who are a great kind of pop-punk band from Liverpool as well. Another band yet to be announced. 15th of October, we've got The Return of Lovecraft, one of the best ever gigs at Free Rock and Roll. Lovecraft, sort of Dada-ist pop.
They're great.
They describe themselves as a really interesting band. Also by The Lees, who used to be members of the Straitjackets. They've got a kind of swampy blues kind of thing going on as well. And Lisa Locks, who we've had on, featured on the show tonight, a former bandmate of you, Emily. So I'd like to thank everyone for listening to Free Rock and Roll Radio. This was the second broadcast of Free Rock and Roll Radio. If you want to get in touch with us, get in touch through the website on www.myspace.com/freerockandroll or through the Facebook page, where you can just search on Facebook groups and find us here and find us on there. So we're going to play out with a band called The Wizards of Twiddly, which also features Andy from Emily and the Faves. This is my favourite song by Wizards of Twiddly. Andy, drum Andy. And bass Andy, in fact. Yeah, you're right there. So this was recorded live at the Zanzibar, I think. Oh, I'm right in saying. This is recorded live at the Zanzibar.
Yes.
Yeah, and this is a cardboard banjo. And this is last song of tonight's Free Rock and Roll broadcast. We'll see you again soon. Woo! Thanks for listening. Bye bye.
Cardboard banjo. Control at the touch of a button. The police vehicle's window is closed. No chance to notice the old bloke outside who is playing a cardboard banjo. While I'm watching a cartoon mouse crushed by a 50-ton weight. Cardboard banjo. Cardboard banjo.
Rock and Roll Radio. Stay tuned for more rock and roll.